Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
In this quick demonstration, I want to show you how to actually run the VoiceOver Quick Start tutorial so you can learn how to use VoiceOver and the Apple Mac. So I've actually got my MacBook in front of me with VoiceOver turned off. I'm going to launch VoiceOver by pressing Command F5. So I'm doing that now, Command F5, and by the way, the Command key is to the left of your spacebar.
VoiceOver on, Finder.
Okay, and I'm just hitting the Control key to shut it up. Now, the quick way to run the Quick Start tutorial is to hold down Control and Option, always referred to as the VO keys, so just VO for short, plus the Command key, plus F8. So VO Command F8, or the long version, Control Option Command F8. Probably from now on I'll just say VO Command F8 or VO something else. So if I was to press that now, it would actually run the Quick Start tutorial. The only problem though is when you get a new Mac, the function keys at the top of the keyboard will only allow you to do that F8 command if the whole function key row has been set to software controls. So to bypass that, normally you'd have to hold down the function key or the FN key. Now on a MacBook keyboard, it's easy because it's just the four keys to the left of your spacebar. So going from the left edge to in towards the spacebar, you've got function, then control, option and command. You'd hold all those four keys down and press F8, and hey presto, you'd run the Quick Start tutorial. On a full-size keyboard though, the FN function key is above your cursor cross. You've got control and option and command down the bottom left-hand side of your keyboard, and then you're going to try and hit F8. So that's a bit more challenging. So the other way to do it would be to go through the VoiceOver menu. So we might do that one first, and then I'll show you the quick method. So we'll do VO or Control Option, and then H for VoiceOver Help.
VoiceOver Help menu, 6 items.
Now I'm going to do VO, Control Option, down arrow.
Online Help, Control Option, question.
And VO down again.
Commands Help menu, Control Option, H.
And VO down again.
Keyboard Help, Control Option, K.
And VO down again.
Sounds Help menu.
And VO down again.
Quick Start Tutorial, Control Option Command F8.
That's the one we want, so I'm now going to press VO spacebar or Control Option spacebar to select that option.
The VoiceOver Quick Start. In this Quick Start, you'll learn the location of important keys on your keyboard and important VoiceOver commands. You can exit the Quick Start at any time and finish it later. To advance through the Quick Start panels, use the arrow keys. The arrow keys are arranged in an inverted T to the right of the main keyboard keys, or in the bottom right corner of a portable computer keyboard. Now continue to the next panel by pressing the right arrow key. To exit at any time, press the escape key.
Okay, and we're going to press the escape key, which of course is located at the top left-hand side of the keyboard. So I'm pressing escape now.
VoiceOver on, Finder.
And again, shut it up with the control key.
Documents. List view,
okay,
table.
So that's the menu-driven way to do it. But let's say you want to do it the fast way. So as I said, on a Mac keyboard, we'd hold down the function key and do Control Option Command F8. On a full-size keyboard, you'd really have to go through System Preferences, Keyboard, select the Keyboard tab, and turn your function keys back to Software, so you can use them for function keys with VoiceOver. And we've got another little MP3 presentation on how to do that. But we'll do this method now. So I'm going to hold down Control, Option, Command, and F8, since my function keys are set to Software function keys.
The VoiceOver Quick Start. In this Quick Start, you'll learn the location of important keys on your keyboard and important VoiceOver on, Finder, Window.
And that is how to run the VoiceOver Quick Start tutorial. If you need any assistance on VoiceOver or anything else to do with the Apple Mac as far as accessibility is concerned, please ring the Adaptive Technology Help Desk at Vision Australia on 1300 847 466. Bye.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.